Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, November 15th, and this is Alan Ward, Denver Council 9 volunteer, reporting. And together, we will do better. This week, United Management gave advance notice of their intentions to offer another voluntary furlough at the conclusion of the current one. Our voluntary furlough and partnership program language has served our community well for over a decade, and by implementing these contractual provisions over the past several years, United has avoided the involuntary furlough of any of our members. This new voluntary furlough will be effective April 1, 2014, and will run through March 31, 2015. Similar to other voluntary furloughs that have been offered in the past, this new voluntary furlough period will be 12 months in duration. In addition, based on the level of participation in the voluntary furlough program, another partnership program is thought to be anticipated to begin April 1, 2014. We encourage those who are able to take advantage of this offering to begin that consideration and planning now. As always, we recommend you stay informed and watch for additional information, which will be posted on our website as it becomes available. The company announced Wednesday that flight attendants who are working crew members once again this year will have the ability to travel with up to two people using buddy passes at the crew member's personal pass classification. This program applies to both the domestic and international operation and is available for two periods. Beginning November 24, 2013 and ending on or before midnight of December 5, 2013, and beginning December 18, 2013 and ending on or before midnight January 5, 2014. When creating your reservation through United's Employee Res, remember to check the Traveling with Working Crew Member box to make sure your buddies are booked for at the correct pass classification. You are required to notify the gate agent in person when your buddy accompanies you at the city which they are boarded and at a connecting city with an aircraft change. If seats are not available, the buddies will travel at the unaccompanied classification on another flight on which they can be boarded. Flight attendants assigned to reserve for the month of December have an opportunity to preference where they would prefer to lay over for the holiday. Section 10C13C of our contract provides that at Christmas time, a reserve flight attendant can indicate their preference for layover cities for the 3 days before and 2 days following the holiday. More information about our contractual Christmas wish list will be provided in the upcoming weeks. We ran a piece earlier this week in Dear AFA on Tuesday and E-Lines on Wednesday that was incorrect, and we'd like to clear up any confusion. If your continuing qualification, CQ early, that is MAGO month, is during a reserve month, you may advise the company that you would not wish to be assigned CQ in your early month. To advise the company, use DIS star 884 in Unimatic once primary lines are awarded for the following month and before CQ bidding for line holders closes. This date can be found in your domicile monthly bid packet cover letter. Any requests received after that date will not be honored. Reserves in their early month may be assigned for any date after the 15th of the month. Reserves in their must-go or due month will be assigned at any time during those months. As a further clarification, lineholders bidding to go to training in their early month will not be awarded a training date before the fourth day of the calendar month. CQ pre-work is accessible on the first day of your early month, and in order to provide enough time for completion, lineholders cannot be scheduled on the first 3 days of their early month. As a reminder, pre-work needs to be completed 48 hours before the training date. Phase 2 vacation bidding begins on November 16th at 0830 local domicile time and will close on November 23rd at 0830 local domicile time. Phase 2 vacation bid awards are scheduled to be posted no later than November 28th, 2013 at 0830 local domicile time. For additional vacation bidding information, you can refer to our annual vacation article on our website. In addition, the flight attendant vacation team can be reached by calling Flightline, option 5, then 1, or in the U.S. call toll-free at 1-800-UAFAVAC. That's 1-800-823-2822. By now, you should have received from United at your home address confirmation statements detailing your individual annual benefit selections and the associated costs for 2014. Please review your statement to be sure that the plan options listed accurately reflect your elections. Beginning November 18, 2013, United will allow a period of time for you to make corrections to your 2014 benefits during the correction period, which runs for 10 days only. November 18th through the 27th. If you need to make corrections, please visit United's Your Benefits Resources site or call a representative during the correction this time. Please note that the Your Benefits Resources enrollment site will not open until November 18th. If you did not have an opportunity to enroll during the active benefit enrollment period, you will have another opportunity during the correction period. If you have questions regarding retiree enrollment, please contact the United Airlines Benefits Service Center at 1-800-651-1007, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. Central Time. United continues to rank among the lowest performing U.S. airlines, and the media has put the blame directly on our fearless leader, Mr. Smizik. In a recent Crain's Chicago Business article, they let Mr. Smizik have it, quoting, "None of the CEOs has figured out how to navigate a post-recessionary era marked by uncertainty and sluggish economic growth. In fact, each has made matters worse with tactical or operational miscues. Not to mention our competitors are blowing us out of the skies with stocks rising over 17% to our loss of 2%. When is management going to realize that you can't run a legacy company under a boutique shop mentality? It is long overdue for management to step it up and take it to the next level. Let's get those synergies Mr. Smizik promised us when the merger was announced. United needs to start taking a drastically different approach towards staffing, resources, support, and negotiations. And until that happens, United will still remain in the dust of their competitors." On November 13th and 14th, all three Master Executive Councils met with the Joint Negotiations Committee, the JNC, to review and approve more subject proposals for our joint contract. To stay in tune with all joint contract negotiations related updates and to begin receiving your copy of the Our United newsletter, visit www.ourunited.org and sign up today. The Our United website and newsletter are your only direct source for all flight attendant negotiations news. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. As we build our future together and achieve an industry-leading single contract for all flight attendants at the new United.